Good evening. I'm Jessica Murphy, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I want to welcome you to this live event and thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senatorial District will take your calls as he discusses tax preparation and how to get the most out of state tax credits. Senator Hughes will be joined by Pennsylvania Secretary of Revenue, Pat Brown, and the President and CEO of Campaign for Working Families, Dr. Nikia Owens, as well as Dr. Raison. As a reminder, if you would like to join the discussion tonight and submit a question, press star 3. Again, press star 3 to submit a question and speak with our guest. And now, without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Jessica. Good evening to everybody. This is Senator Hughes. Welcome to the telephone town hall for everyone in the 7th Senate District. I'd like to thank everyone who's taken time out of their busy schedule to participate on this call. You know, whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. And we'll be with you until 7 p.m. So if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's conversation, press star 3 on your phone. Press star 3 on your phone. I'm going to say it a third time. Press star 3 on your phone. As Jessica said, this evening we'll be discussing tax preparation. It is that season, folks. It is that season. A lot of changes, a lot of new things happening in the tax cycle. A brand new tax credit introduced into law here in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Governor Shapiro. Thank you, members of the Senate and the House, for passing this and getting this in place. We want to make sure folks find out about this new tax credit in Pennsylvania. It could well drive out hundreds of millions of dollars to Pennsylvania families. To help us get a better understanding of this new tax program and what people need to be thinking about during the tax season, we've got the Pennsylvania Secretary of Revenue, Pat Brown, who is a longtime friend, worked together on a whole lot of issues over the years. And we also have Dr. Nikia Owens, who is the, as we like to say in my space, the big boss with the hot sauce with the Campaign for Working Families. Dr. Owens, I hope they add that to your business card or it's on the website, that new title I've just given you. All right? And Dr. Raison, her assistant, who's head of this particular part of the program for securing these benefits. Again, press star 3. If you want to ask a question, press star 3 if you want to ask a question. We're going to start it off with a direct conversation with Secretary of Revenue Pat Brown, and he's going to open up about what we're doing with this new program, the Working Pennsylvania Tax Credit. Mr. Secretary, I got to give you your official title, sir. You know I got to do that. Pat, Mr. Secretary, tell us about the new tax credit program, the Working Pennsylvanians Tax Credit. Give us an understanding of how that works, sir.
Well, first, thank you, Senator Hughes, for having us on, and thank you for your work on this. This is a very important additional provision in our personal income tax system, and what I do know is it will not get done without the work of the Senate Appropriations Chairman. So thanks for all your hard work in making this happen.
Thanks.
There's the work at the Assembly along with you and Governor Shapiro. We have the first new tax benefit for all working families in the Commonwealth since the forming of the tax system 50 years ago. So it is a really big deal. And it's important because it's modeled after something that people have depended on for a very long time and have used it to offset some of the constantly rising costs, and that is the Federal Earned Income Tax Credit. It's modeled after a very successful system that Washington's been running for many years now. It's based off of 10% of that credit, so it means hundreds of dollars to families, nearly a million Pennsylvanians, and our estimates show there's $175,000 just in Philadelphia who will benefit from this crowd.
Wow.
As you had mentioned, Senator, it's something that's effective for this year. So even though the budget was done late in the year, we're working to make sure that it's part of this year's filing system for 2025. And there's only really three things that families need to know in order to have earned income in Pennsylvania. That's from wages, from any compensation from self-employment. If you have a small business and you're filing as a sole proprietor, it applies to that as well. That you qualify for the federal credit that is already in place, and you file both your federal and state tax returns. It varies depending on the number of children, dependents, and income level. So on our website, we have a dedicated page on our website for working Pennsylvania tax credit where you can go on and do an estimate of how much that you can receive. The highest amount of the federal credit is approximately $8,300, so 10%, you can possibly receive $830 out of the state credit. So it's an important additional benefit. The process to receive it is to first file the federal return and claim the credit on the federal return, and then file the Pennsylvania return. If you're using a outside software that many use now and file online, you just have to file your federal and state return on the software. We do encourage folks to file their state return on the PA website on MyPath. You can do it for free on there. They'll be prompted about whether they claim the federal credit. And you just have to upload your federal return so that we can make sure that the qualification is there when you file the federal return. The question often comes up, is this something that I can receive regardless of my tax liability? That is true. It's called what's called refundability. Even if you don't owe Pennsylvania taxes, you can receive this credit because the credit is what's called refundable. So it's important to, just because you might think that you won't owe any taxes because the withholding in your wages covers that, you can still receive this credit even if you don't owe any in Pennsylvania taxes. That's an important thing for people to know. We'll be sending out letters to folks who qualify. The letters will go out about the time that the refund received so that people will know that they have qualified and will be receiving the credit. And as I said, the best thing to do in order to qualify is just to make sure that you file the federal return and you claim the federal credit, and we will automatically, for this year, we'll automatically calculate the state credit and we'll send out the refund amount that relates to that credit. Again, to acknowledge Senator Hughes, Senate Democrats, and the members of the Assembly and the Governor for their hard work here, this is a very important benefit that will go a long way to helping a lot of Pennsylvanians.
Thank you, Secretary. Family, we're talking to the Secretary of Revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You know, we try to bring you trusted messengers and folks who really know what the heck is going on. Former senator, former chair of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate. We chaired that committee together, and I've known him and worked with him and trusted his work for many, many years, and now he's the Secretary of Revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And Secretary Brown really is an expert in this space in terms of tax policy and in terms of what are good opportunities for folks to take advantage of to make sure that they get everything that they deserve to have, which is one of the reasons why we always do these programs and have these conversations, because far too many people leave too much money on the table, and we don't want to have that happen. Secretary Brown, you talked a little bit about how many people across Pennsylvania will likely qualify for this, and sure, how many people in Philadelphia. Can you repeat that those numbers again, sir?
We estimate over 1 million Pennsylvanians will qualify for this. It's a dedicated estimated amount of over $200 million that's going to be dedicated to this. And in Philadelphia, we estimate 175,000 Philadelphia residents will qualify for this credit. So it's something that's very significant for the, obviously for the residents of Philadelphia and the rest of Pennsylvania.
And so 200 million across the state, about 175,000 people in the city of Philadelphia could benefit, of course, more in Montgomery County and which is the other part of the my senatorial district, both White Marsh and Conshohocken Borough. You know, this is not a small piece of cash. Are we, Pat? Again, Secretary Brown. I'm sorry, Secretary. Remind folks again the kind of dollar figure that we're talking about here.
Well, it depends on the number of dependents and children you have in the house. But if you, for families, and this is the cap in the Washington credit, for families that for three or more children, the federal amount is $8,000. So 10% would be $800 for that family. For two children, it's $7,000 in Washington, so around $700. For one child, $4,300, so around that $430 for one child. And then $649 for families without children, so it's $65 for that. But it's for families across the Commonwealth with children, it'll be a tremendous addition to something that they've been benefiting from filing the federal return for years. And we want to make sure, working with your office and others, that we get the word out to make sure people take advantage of it.
Yeah, that has been the consistent effort on our part, especially around this season, given our strong relationship, obviously, with your office, with Governor Shapiro, and, of course, with the Campaign for Working Families, who we're going to bring on momentarily, we can talk about putting these programs in place. And Secretary Brown knows this. It's very hard work. It's very heavy lifting to get these programs in place, no matter how good they may be. It's usually not consensus. So it's a lot of work to get these programs in place. Then you have to make sure that we're taking advantage of these programs. Because, you know, if folks don't take advantage of it, then the threat is that the program will go away. And given the financial reality that exists for most people, given the heavy lifting that it takes to get these things to come together, we want to make sure people take advantage of it and get those extra dollars in their pocket. Mr. Secretary, you mentioned a website. What is that website that you want folks to pay close attention to, sir?
The website that we use for our tax filing clients is mypass.pa.gov. We also have a dedicated page on our regular website, going into PA.gov, into the Department of Revenue, put into the search bar, Working Pennsylvania Tax Credit. There'll be a calculator there. So if you put in the number of children you have and your income, it'll give you a strong estimate of how much the credit will be. So we encourage people to do that as well.
Very good. Very good. Mr. Secretary, we're going to shift over as Secretary Pat Brown, as Secretary of Revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're going to shift the conversation to our good friends over the Campaign for Working Families. Mr. Secretary, I want you to keep doing your work, making sure that you're distributing those dollars, but you can hang on the line as long as you'd like to, sir. You're more than welcome to hang on as long as you'd like to. But we're going to switch the focus to the good folks at the Campaign for Working Families. That's Secretary Pat Brown. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you very much. That is Secretary Pat Brown, the Secretary of Revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He joined us on this telephone town hall, making sure that we get all the money in the people's pockets that deserve to have those dollars. As I said, we create these programs. We create these opportunities. We've got to make sure people take advantage of it because they deserve to take advantage of it. And we've got to make sure that we don't lose these programs going forward. Joining us right now, and remember, folks, if you have a question, To get in the queue, press star 3. Press star 3 on your keypad to participate in the conversation if you have a question. Again, press star 3 to participate in the conversation with a question, and we'll do our best to get you in the queue. Got a lot of folks. I'm already in the queue. We want to try to get through everybody and try to get your question answered. Joining us right now is our partner and friend from the Campaign for Working Families. That is Dr. Nakia Owens. She is the president, CEO for the Campaign for Working Families. We just bestowed upon her a new title that she must put on her business card and her website, and that is called Big Boss with the Hot Sauce. Dr. Owens, thanks for joining us once again on our telephone town hall. You are a regular this time of year. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us once again, Dr. Owens.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, having me. I just want to say thank you to your to the Senator Hughes for his really unyielding 10-plus years of support to the Campaign for Working Families. So we are really, really grateful for, you know, you sharing your platform and sharing our services with your constituents. And I know that we have a certain allotment of time, and there's a few things I'd like to share with our listeners today as we, you know, move into this tax season. So if you don't know the Campaign for Working Families, Campaign for Working Families' mission really is to build and champion the financial well-being of individuals and families. And we do that through one primary way, which is through free tax preparation, right? Free tax preparation, we prepare not just this year, but we can prepare up to 3 years of prior returns. All of those returns are done for free. We do the federal filing, the state filing, and also any local filing. So just so that I will repeat that again. So we not just file your current year, but if you have prior returns, we will also file 3 years of prior returns. So that's 4 years of tax returns for free from the Campaign for Working Families. There are a few things that we want to highlight. I'm joined this evening also by my director of our low-income taxpayer clinic, Dr. Paul Rasan, who will share a couple of these key highlights that I'm going to touch on. One of the key highlights I want to mention is the Earned Income Tax Credit. We know that the Earned Income Tax Credit is the most effective anti-poverty fighting program in the country. And so the way that that works is we want everybody that qualifies for the Earned Income Tax Credit to claim it. As the Secretary mentioned, if you have one child, you can get $4,328 for one child. If you have no children, it's $649. And if you have two children, you can get up to $7,152. And if you have three or more children, it's $8,046. That has increased this year, so we want to make sure that you get that credit, you claim that credit. Even if you had maybe a seasonal job and you didn't make a whole lot of money, maybe you don't get the entire $4,328. Maybe you qualify for half of it. You will get a portion of the Earned Income Tax Credit. We do not want to leave any money on the table. And every year, there's about $100 million that is left on the table because people do not claim the Earned Income Tax Credit for various reasons. And one of the reasons being that they don't think that they earned enough money to be able to claim that credit. And while you may not get 100% of the credit, you will get a portion of the credit. So I want to mention that. I also want to mention the child tax credit also increased this year. It went from $2,000 to $2,200. So you want to make sure that you claim the companion of the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is the child tax credit, which is $2,200. We also have higher standard deductions this year, which lowers your tax liability. So those standard deductions, if you're single, it's just over $15,000, it's $750. If you're married, filing jointly, it's $31,500. If you're head of household, it's $23,625. So those, a lot of those standard deductions have increased this year. And then, so you should, you know, so that lowers your tax liability. When you also, you know, go for the earned income tax credit, you have the child tax credit. All of those things work together to maximize your refund. And then we have a couple new things. As you know, there's a lot of new changes that have been implemented this year with a lot of tax changes. And that being, which Dr. Paul Rasson's going to talk about a little bit about, is that the no tax on tips, right? What does that really mean, right? And then no tax on overtime. What does that really mean, right? And then what does it mean really to be able to, you know, claim, you know, the no tax on tips, because it's really only up to $25,000. And Dr. Rasson will talk a little bit about that. We also have the low-income taxpayer clinic. And so if you have an issue, if you received a letter from the IRS, if you, you know, need some level of representation because you've had, you know, issues, if you have back tax filings that you had issues with, then you want to come to us and see us. We can help you resolve those issues at no cost, and that is free. If you have a tax bill and you may not be able to pay it and you might qualify for a hardship, you want to make sure that you reach out to us to access our low-income taxpayer clinic. But for a moment, I'm going to let Dr. Rasson talk about the low-income taxpayer clinic because he is the director of that. He's also going to talk about the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime and what that means. And then if you also are a small business and you're a gig worker, we can help you file those taxes as well. And he's going to talk about the BERT and what that means and how we can support you with your BERT tax filings as well. Dr. Rasson?
So before you turn it over to Dr. Rasson, just give out, Dr. It was a great presentation. Please give out the Campaign for Working Families website, please.
Absolutely. So please go to our website at www.cwfphilly.org. That's cwfphilly.org. And on that website, you can find your local tax site. We have various methods in which you can get your taxes done. You can do it virtually. You can drop it off and come back to pick it up within 72 hours. Your return will be completed. You can, you know, walk in and have your taxes completed, or you can do it virtually, right? Like, so virtual, there's also a virtual drop-off option. If you want to drop it off, finish it virtually, drop it off, come back and pick it up, walk in, get it done, or, you know, so there's various ways we want to make sure that we're responsive to the community's time constraints that they have. So go to our website. You can book an appointment on the website for any of the tax sites that you have. Also, if you want to get it done virtually, there's a link where you can get it done virtually. You can also call us. Our number to our call center, we have call center agents that are on standby waiting to take your call. That number is 215-454-6483. 215-454-6483. You can call them. They will schedule an appointment for you if you're not able to do it online. They can also, if you got your taxes done and you need an update, they can give you an update. So please utilize our call center. We took in over 40,000 calls last tax season in like 3 months, and so we are on standby. We also have a live chat feature on our website. So if you're not somebody that likes to get on the phone, you can chat with our call center agents via live chat via our website.
And let me just say this, family. We are doing an event or a series of events, if you will, Monday, February 23rd, Wednesday, February 25th, and Friday, February 27th. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. That's Monday, February 23rd, Wednesday, February 25th, and Friday, February 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. Now, we're really encouraging people to schedule time to come over with your documentation, with your information. And that phone number, as Dr. Owen said, is the same, 215-454-6483. 215-454-6483. And, of course, you can go to my website, senatorhughes.com, and you can get more information there. So that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, February 23rd, February 25th, February 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. Dr. Rassam, welcome to Senator Hughes Telephone Town Hall. You got the big wind-up and the introduction from the boss, Dr. Owens. Help us figure this whole thing out, man. And then soon after you talk, we're going to start taking some questions, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Senator Hughes, for having me and helping me reach the community that we serve and the constituents that you serve. I just want to say that Dr. Owens is very good. She nailed everything down. There's a couple things I want to add when it comes to the tips. It's up to $25,000 of qualified tips. This is a new tax law that is stated from 2025 to 2028. 25 through 2028, this will be a new tax law, qualified tips. It phases out once the taxpayer reaches $150,000 for a single filer and head of household and $300,000 for married filing jointly. The next one I want to touch base on is the from 2025 through 2028 salary and hourly W-2 employees who earn Fair Labor Standards Act overtime may qualify for a deduction of up to $12,500 for single or $25,000 for married filing jointly on their overtime premium pay. So if your employer doesn't include this on your W-2, then you want to take your last pay stub to your tax preparer, and they will calculate it from your last pay stub. When they use the last pay stub, it's actually one-third of your overtime that's on that pay stub. Okay, that's another one. And the next one I want to talk about, if you have any seniors on the line, there's new provisions that states that seniors can deduct an additional $6,000 from their taxable income. It's a above-the-line item, and it will also be an impact from 2025 through 2028 tax year. Okay, and again, that begins to phase out once an individual, single, head of household, makes $75,000 and phases out once they make that. And for married filing jointly, it's $150,000. And let's see if I got another one for you. The earned income credit was spoke about, and this makes sure that that's on your return as well, because when that's determined on there, that's how the state is going to determine that that tax credit that the state is actually giving. And that's pretty much it, Mr. Senator.
So that last piece, and thank you very much, Dr. Rassam, that last piece, I want to emphasize that the way to get into the Working Pennsylvanians Tax Credit Program is to make sure you file in that federal piece, and that almost automatically move you into the state tax credit, which is a new program which in its simplest form puts you in a position to get more money. More money. What's the movie? More money, more money, more money. Put you in a position to get more money from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. As was said earlier, probably about 175,000 people in the city of Philadelphia qualify for this. A few more thousand in those areas of Montgomery County, White Marsh, and Conshohocken Borough that we represent will qualify for this as well. And we don't want folks to miss out on either program. As I said earlier, we work very hard to get these things established. We need to make sure that folks are taking advantage of it. We need to make sure folks are taking advantage of it. Dr. Ray Sun, before we're going to start taking questions momentarily, real quick, the benefit, the added benefit, based on your observation, and all your tax preparers are IRS certified. Am I right, Dr. Owen?
Absolutely. Every tax preparer is IRS certified, and every tax return is quality reviewed. So every tax return that we do is completed twice. So, you know, we're monitored by the IRS. We receive funding from the IRS. And so, you know, our rejection rate and filing rate is better than many paid preparers because that is closely monitored by the IRS. Senator, there was one thing I just really wanted to mention because I don't want individuals to miss out on this, and which mm-hmm. is a child savings account. You may have heard it as the Trump account, but it is $1,000. Mm-hmm. If you had a child in January of 2025, and this is through December of 2028, make sure that you get your taxes filed, that box is checked off on your taxes that you want to claim that $1,000. So if they don't bring it up to you, make sure you claim your money. You don't have to like the name, but make sure you claim your money.
That was very artfully put, Dr. Owens. Very artfully put. All right, family, we're going to start taking some questions. We appreciate everybody who's pressed *3 to get into the queue. Remember the website for Campaign for Working Families, and remember, all of their work is free of charge. They do not charge anything. They secure grants from government and philanthropy to pay for all of the work that they do. It is all free of charge, and these are IRS-certified preparers. The website for Campaign for Working Families is cwfphilly.org, cwfphilly.org. Like the Philly special, cwfphilly.org. The phone number is 215-454-6483. And the 3 dates we're doing these tax preparation events are Monday, February 23rd, Wednesday, February 25th, Friday, February 27th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. We are encouraging folks to make a reservation by calling 215-454-6483. All right, Jessica, who's first up in the queue?
First, we have Frank from Philly. Frank, you are live.
Hello?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? I just had a question, or maybe you can shed some light around the SALT deduction increasing from $10,000 to
$40,000. Dr. Owens?
Yes, I could take that.
Dr. Rayson, go ahead, sir.
Yes. So, as you remember, the rule was it was capped at $10,000. That's state and local. That's when you itemize on your federal return. It was capped at $10,000. The new law, starting from 2025 through 2028, states that you now can deduct up to $40,000 for your SALT. So that's your state and local taxes, that's your real estate tax, sales tax, things of that nature. So it could go up to $40,000 at this time. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Great. There you go. That's good. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Erica from West Philly. Erica, you're live.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to talk about the first speaker that talked about some of the state taxes and opportunities. I did receive the website information. Is there any type of promotional or flyer information to do that? Because we have a lot of community stakeholders that hold a lot of meetings throughout the city, and you know, folks on the call like myself can help to circulate this information and bring more awareness. I'm the community awareness director at Anti-Violence Partnership. So attend tons of meetings with our police district advisory council, our block captains, some of our community meetings. And so this information can be shared in a lot of sources outside of that website. So I wanted to know if there was any additional promotional material.
I think, Erica, if you go to my website, the slide that we prepared for the event next week, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, should be there, all right? And obviously just call my office and we'll make sure we can get something, either copies printed out for you for distribution, or that we can email you or text you or send you something electronically that you can share with anyone that you need to have it. We are doing a mass texting program, a mass phone program, and an e-blast program on next week's activity. But also, you know, we work closely with, I guess, here from the Campaign for Working Families. I've never seen them shy of reaching out to community organizations or being available to community organizations to talk to them about the programs that they offer. So if you were to reach out to Dr. Owens at that number that was provided, 215-454-6483, or if you need us to help facilitate the contact, we're more than happy to make that connection. All right? Eric, is that good? I think it's good. All right. Thank you, Erica. Alrighty. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Hattie from Lafayette Hill. Hattie, you're live.
Yes. First question.
Hi, Hattie.
Do you have to have dependent children for that first tax credit you were talking about?
Dr. Raison?
No, you do not.
Right, yeah. It's an alignment with the federal. So, no, it's just like if you have no children and you qualify for the federal $649, you would also qualify 10% of that, you know, at the state level for the Working Pennsylvania Tax Credit. So, no, you do not have to have children.
Okay, Hattie, any other questions?
What is the age for the seniors for the $6,000 credit limit?
The age is, you have to be a senior. So it's typically 65 or older. Yes, 65 or older. If you're filing single, then 65 or older, you would qualify for $6,000. If you're filing married, filing jointly, if both spouses are 65 or older, that's $12,000 reduction in your gross income.
All right, Hattie. And remember, Hattie, and remember everybody who's listening, you can always call that number for the Campaign for Working Families, 215-454-6483, and someone will be able to talk with you directly about any questions that we may not be able to answer on the phone this evening if we don't get a chance to get to you. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Yolanda from Philly. Yolanda, you're live.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Yolanda. My question is this.
I filed my taxes already, but my daughter-in-law does them every year. She does a great job. Thank you to her. But I thought the earned income credit was only if you had children, and I did not know about the senior tax break, nor I work two times a year, May and November, during election time with the city commissioners. And I do work overtime. I didn't know about the overtime not being taxed. So is there a way that I can amend or redo that part of my taxes?
I can take that if you want. Yep, you can always come to campaign, and we're happy to do an amendment for you and to make sure that you got every credit and deduction you qualify for. You have just make sure that you bring your original tax filing, please.
Okay. Thank you.
So your line is just go to 215-454-6483 and connect with those folks in Campaign for Working Families, and they'll bring you in and bring the documents that you already filed. If you've already filed, which you said you did, bring a copy of what you already filed with you to that meeting when it gets set up, and they will work with you on amending it and make whatever necessary changes need to be made. Okay? All right.
Have a blessed night.
All right. All right. Thank you, Alonda. Jessica, who's next? Who's up next?
Next we have Sandra from Philly. Sandra, you're live.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I guess you pretty much answered my question in reference to the federal tax credit for seniors along with the senior tax credit. But I guess my second question is, I was going to renew my business license, and I learned today that my LEED certification from 2021 has expired. So now I have to pay someone again to do another LEED certification when it's already been proven that there's no lead in my property. I'm not understanding why it's necessary to keep doing that every 4 years.
All right. Dr. Owen, Dr. Rayson, you want to take that, or shall I try to jump in?
So for the LEED certification, you should reach out to, you probably already know this, but Commerce, they actually have programs that can actually pay for those things. A lot of the residents, they don't know that actually those services can be paid for through a Commerce program. So I reach out to the Department of Commerce.
And as well, Sandra, in my office, my director of constituent services is a gentleman by the name of Ray Jones. Feel free to call my office at 215-879-7777 and speak to Ray about taking a look at your situation directly.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Latasha from Winfield. Latasha, you're live.
Oh.
Hey, Latasha.
Good evening. Hi, good evening, everyone. My question is, I'm actually asking the question for a family member. She sent me some information. She's currently pregnant, and she's seen a video on TikTok that says, don't miss out on this tax credit. It's called the Unborn Child Credit. When I looked it up last year, I think that it was still pending. I don't know if there's something that's still pending. So it's basically stating that they could get a credit up to $2,800 for a qualifying unborn child for mothers who are at least 20 weeks pregnant. Do anyone know anything about this provision, if it's active or it's still pending?
Is that familiar to you, Dr. Owens, Dr. Rayson?
She might be referencing the child savings account credit that's actually $1,000 for, you know, a child born between, you know, January 2025 and it goes through 2028. And that's, like I said, the child savings account, which is known as the Trump account, that's the $1,000. That she could get.
Right. Thank That's you. The closest thing that we can correlate to what you're saying, the unborn child tax credit.
Right. Okay. What also I think you're hearing about, in some states, they have things like that. And we know on social media, somebody will find some information, and then they'll make it seem like it's a law everywhere. But some states may have this law, but it's not a federal law. It's not a federal law. It probably has been brought up, but it's not an active federal law where you actually could get a credit before a child is born.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Latasha. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Anthony from Winfield. Anthony, you're live.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Thank you, Senator, for the townhouse, and thank you for introducing me to Campaign for Working Family over the years. They have done my taxes, and I appreciate that very much. My question on this evening is, in respect to the new tax credit and laws and all, does a person have to be employed for a full calendar year in order to take advantage of these things? I was laid off from my job back in August of 2025, having worked for 35 years for the company, worked from January through August. So I wanted to know if a person has to be employed for the entire calendar year in order to take advantage of those things. And also, secondly, in order to be a part of the Monday, Wednesday, Friday on next week, should we call and schedule with your office, Senator, or should we call Campaign for Working Family to schedule to get our taxes done?
Call the Campaign for Working Families to make the schedule, make the reservation, 215-454-6483, 215-454-6483. And I'm sorry to interrupt, probably Dr. Raison and Dr. Owens, in terms of answering the first part of your question.
Yes, sir. So you would be able to get these credits, although you've only worked for part of the year, because when you put it in perspective, you know, we're using the W-2 to do your taxes, and it sums up the amount of income that you have for the entire year, and that's what you're using to prepare your taxes. Do you have any dependents?
No.
Okay, so...
Well, wait. Actually, I do, but like for a portion of the year, but then they got jobs. I guess that would be something I have to talk with Campaign for Working Family to see like how that would manifest.
Right, because that's probably the only one that's based on a full year. Like if you're claiming a dependent and they're a qualifying child, they have to have lived with you for more than 6 months out of the year. That's one of the only ones that could stop you from getting one of those credits, the child tax credit or the earned income credit. That child has to live with you for more than 6 months out of the year. Okay?
Okay.
The other ones, you should get all of those if you qualify, regardless if it was a full year or not.
Excellent. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Melton from West Philly. Melton, you're live.
Senator, if you have four children and you bring in someone to take care of the newborn, should they have a pay receipt to, or how do they stand in tax? Meaning that if I'm paying this person $200 a week to take care of my newborn, how would that seem in the taxes? Would I have to do a pay receipt for that person that I'm paying and have them sign when I pay them? Because for the wife and the husband to work, they hire a new somebody to take care of that child, the new child,
sure,
so that both parties can work.
Sure.
Right. So,
Dr. Owens, go ahead, Doc.
Yes, sir. So that person seemed like, you know, it's not a regular daycare. They are gig workers, so they do this on the side, or they could be doing it in their small business. And if that's the case, technically, you keep receipts. but you're supposed to file a W-9, give them a W-9 and issue a 1099 to them, right? That's the way you're supposed to do it. Let's say you didn't do that, it's still reportable to them as income and you want to keep records. You can't e-file a return if you don't have the Social Security number or the EIN number of the daycare that you're using or the person you're using as a daycare. That's why it's always good to get a W-9 filled out stating that you paid this person to babysit for you. Because on your return, when you're trying to get the dependent care credit, which you can get for a child that's under 13, and for one child, that dependent care credit is up to $3,000 of your expenses, and you get a portion of that, anywhere between 50% of that $3,000 down to 20% of that $3,000. So you're looking at a $1,500 credit all the way down to a $600 credit. But in order to e-file that return, you're going to need that Social Security number of the person that's babysitting for you or taking care of that child.
Always smart to make that direct connection with one of the tax preparers at the Campaign for Working Families to walk through these kinds of issues. And they will also give you the direction, and I think I'm speaking in the clear, Dr. Owens and Dr. Rayson, also give you the direction in terms of how to set up the appropriate systems for the appropriate documentation. Which is key to all of this. You have to have the appropriate documentation. You have to have the appropriate system. You want to make sure everything is done correctly. And as my mother would say, according to Hoyle. Last question, because it's 6:58. We're running out of time. Last question, folks.
We have Diane from West Philly. Diane, you're live.
Hi. Good evening. My question
evening,
is...
Diane.
Does Working Families file 990s for small nonprofit organizations?
Well, I want to say,
go ahead.
Thanks. That's typically not in our scope. You say a 990? You're a nonprofit?
Yes.
Okay, so we do have, I just want to plug this, we do have an initiative that we're working with the city to do small business tax returns, right? Because if you didn't know, if you're operating as a business, the Supreme Court passed a law where Philadelphia can no longer give the exclusion for the $100,000 that they were, the first $100,000 they was given exclusion for. Therefore, everyone that's a business, small business rather, I'll say, has to pay that business income or receipt tax. Now, we're working with the city to do these tax returns of small businesses. That's not one of the businesses that's inside the scope that we'll be taking care of this year, but we will be taking care of small businesses, but just not the 990s for nonprofits.
But definitely if you have 1099, small business, sole proprietor, you know, you can definitely come see us.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Owens. Thank you, Dr. Rayson. It is, family, it is 7 p.m., and we're scheduled for an hour, so we're going to finish up here. I want to remind everybody one more time for our free three-day tax preparation event. You know, Dr. Owens got to say it three times, but to say again, free three-day tax preparation event, Monday the 23rd, Wednesday the 25th, Friday the 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. The Winfield Library is located at 5325 Overbrook Avenue. We're asking folks to call 215-454-6483, 215-454-6483, 215-454-6483. to make their reservation on one of those 3 days. Now, we'll not turn anyone away. If you're dropping, if you're walking, we're not going to turn anyone away, but we're best set to schedule that appointment from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Winfield Library, 5325 Overbrook Avenue. And the number, once again, is 215-454-6483. The website for Campaign for Working Families is cwfphilly.org. cwfphilly.org. One more time, cwfphilly.org. And, of course, their phone number is 215-454-6483. Everybody, it's been a great conversation. I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Owens, Dr. Raisan, and Secretary of Revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I want to Josh Shapiro's stalwart Secretary Pat Brown for joining us in the conversation. Thanks for your participation in our telephone town hall conversation. To those who listened in and to those who asked questions and gave us some ideas. If you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office in Philadelphia at 215-879-7778. Or, of course, you can visit our website, senatorhughes.com. And just to close off everything, folks, as you know, we lost a giant early this morning when we all got the message about the transition of our dearly departed Reverend Jesse Jackson. He was a hero to ours personally. He was a hero to many across this country and across the world. He had a strong connection to the city of Philadelphia, and we want to extend our condolences, our love, our prayers, and we want to wrap our arms around Reverend Jackson's family, because we know, although they're deeply spiritual, deeply religious, this is always, always a painful moment. So please, please, send your love, prayers, and condolence to the family of Reverend Jesse Jackson. He was a giant and saved so many lives and was the moral conscience of our community. More information to be forthcoming about his services. Once we find out, we'll make sure that the broader public is aware as well. Jessica, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. As always, senatorhughes.com is the website. Stay tuned, and we'll see you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.